It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yep. All right, we're here. We're just here. Getting everything in position. Oh, man. We missed it.
What did we miss?
We missed the birthday celebration for Lily Glee. She's been recognized, Laura, for her skillful ability to, I'm going to read the quote, okay? I would never say, diddle herself on camera.
What happens when she's doing it?
Apparently. She was in Super Horny Fun Time.
Oh, yeah. Why is it such a skillful diddle?
I don't understand. Skillful diddle would be a good band. Skillful Diddle's playing the pub tonight. We'll be at the house. We'll get a rockin' tunes with Skillful Diddle. She was also in Horny Yoga, Sneaking Around with Sis, and her first lesbian experience. She's only 25. Lily. Very accomplished actress in the adult film world. Do they even call it adult film? Does it even exist? Or is it now the adult internet? Do they even make porn movies anymore? I don't know.
I sometimes wondered that.
I don't know.
Like, if you went back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, it was porn stars. Is there porn stars anymore?
I don't know.
Is there even a porno industry?
It's got to be. As long as there's the internet, right? There's
going to
be.
It's OnlyFans. I believe there's something. I believe that somebody has a website and you go and you obviously pay. But I mean, these days, an everyday person with a little bit of money puts a camera. Pay somebody to videotape them. Bang, they become
bang. I get what you said.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. When I went out to L.A. years ago, I stayed across the street from the Vivid. Like that was the big video company in the porno world that we had worked with. From various people that we had on the show, and I took a picture of it and sent it to Scott. It was like right across the street.
Yeah,
and it's not a big building. It's probably gone now. It's probably like a bagel shop. Yeah, I don't even know.
You know what it probably is? An office or two.
Yeah, condo.
Because there's really no need for that anymore.
Crazy. Anyway, yeah. I wonder what happened. So sad.
What are all these girls doing now?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I know 29th birthday for Sylvia Delay. I believe it's Delay.
Maybe it's Delay.
Her twin sister, Eveline Delay, coincidentally shares the same birthday. Well, there's a freaking twin, douchebag.
Sister, yeah.
You would think. She was so good in Horny Hostel, too. Incredible twin sisters and friends.
Why does everything
they
have to
really,
be so
hostile? Oh, in this
hostile.
Case, they are really twins.
Do me and my classmate. That is another one right there.
Why does everything have to be so hostile?
And also, happy 32nd birthday to Danny Arcadia. She owns her own production company and refuses to do escort work. Well, you got to have standards.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'll do you want to line up the gangbang video, I'll do that. But I'm not... No, I'm not an escort.
She says she's not an escort.
Okay. Boondock Sluts 2.
Oh.
She was a movie. The best thing about the whole industry is the titles.
The whole industry?
Yes. The entire industry is what I meant, right. Is the titles. Somebody's actually in charge of making porno titles. That's got to be the funnest job ever.
There's not many things that I think that I could do. But I think I could do that well. If I had been born like maybe 10 years earlier... Yeah. I think I could have made a phenomenal living.
You would have done Trick or Treat Tramps.
Yep.
Which Danny Arcadia starred in. Family Stuffing Recipes.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, it's the best. Also, Taboo Diaries 14. You know, when they started the Taboo Diaries series, Laura, I doubt that they thought...
We'll get to 14.
We're going to get to 14 of these things.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there you go.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's what I do. Also, Born on the Stage, Ronnie James Dio, which certainly warranted a mention during the show, and we failed. So I apologize for that.
What was so good about Ronnie, Greg, and maybe you know, Ronnie was older when he got into the music business. Ronnie spent 10 to 15 years as a teenager singing songs like Frank Sinatra and stuff like that. That gave him the phenomenal voice that he had later on.
Really?
Where a lot of guys start out going, oh my God, I want to play metal and start screaming from day one. He learned how to sing sing. Yep. How to sing right. Mm-hmm. How to, because he started with the trumpet. How to breathe right. How to, you know, save
he
his
sang
voice.
The
and mm-hmm. No, he also played trumpet, which helped him, you know, work his breathing technique and everything. And he played bands that you would have loved, Gene.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Sinatra had an interesting breathing technique too. He would, because he would phrase things in a way that most people didn't. Very difficult sometimes to follow beat. He does a song called I Love You. I don't know if you knew this. He says the words I love you probably 40 times in this 2-minute song.
Whoa.
Sings it differently every time. Which, think about it. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you. Slight little differences.
I love you.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's crazy.
I love
Sinatra
you.
Got his phrasing, like you said, from the trumpet players. He learned from Tommy Dorsey, who could breathe in one side of his mouth, breathe out the other as he was playing. So it never looked like he took a breath.
You know, so there's certain things about people. I mean, Freddie Mercury had that big, huge smile. He had extra teeth, and that affected his voice. And at first, people made fun of him. They're like, yeah, I don't want you as my front man. You know, look at the teeth on you.
One of the greatest front men ever.
Absolutely.
Right there, yeah. I love those little behind-the-scenes facts and things like that, you know? So, but anyway, welcome everybody, Buzz 24/7, and crazy show today. We had to deal with some things weird, like strobe lights going off in our face for 3 hours, which we all got along and didn't, like, I thought we would have gone crazy, you know what I mean? Maybe Kelly starts, you know, swallowing his own tongue, and then you got, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe it had some sort of hypnotic effect.
I don't know.
But you know, most shows would have packed it up just with the blinking. Never mind the other 10 other things that we were dealing with.
There's always that effort, you know what I mean, type of thing when you're dealing, I can't.
But you can't think of that when you think of every, it's hot in here, I went and got fans. There's other people that are like.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally get that. But blinking light can have, like a flashing strobe light can really affect some people. You know, dealing with heat, that's nothing.
I went to a metal show with a buddy of mine, and he's like, at the last minute, do you mind if my wife comes? I'm like, no, it's fine.
Uh-oh.
We show up, we go to the show, we walk in, first band plays, phenomenal. Second band hits the show, it hits the stage, it's Testament, and they got the blinking lights hooked up to the kick pedal. So it's nonstop blinking, and she starts to go, I'm passing out.
Yeah.
And then they all looked at me, and I'm like, take her out fucking side. We got two more fucking bands, dude. You brought her. Here's the keys to the car. I don't know what you're expecting me to do.
It's not your responsibility.
I'm like, you brought her.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting up to the door and you waited in line and you brought a knife.
But
no, we're not both walking back to the car. You're walking back to the car.
But the problem is that you could not know that's going to happen to you. Like,
but
it's one thing. Epilepsy is one of those things. Epileptic people who suffer from epilepsy can't see strobe lights.
Yes.
If what I understand is correct. And they know it. But if you don't, if you've never been in that situation, you could sit there and take your right out.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
The person didn't know. And it was funny. They all look at me and I'm like, I drove down here. I got the tickets.
Yeah.
Here is the keys to the car. You guys enjoy.
That would be a good question for on air. What did you not know you had? Like, all of a sudden you realized, you know, like, I don't know, maybe you're 30 years old and you realize I'm lactose intolerant or something like that. You know what I mean?
My mother went to a company Christmas party and had some kind of fish plate. Didn't know she was allergic to it. Bang. A half an hour later, she's at the hospital. Her throat's closing.
How
Dad's like a
Christmas
that? Party. It was probably 20, 30 years ago.
She looked like Will Smith in Hitch. You know what I mean? Whatever. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I was allergic to penicillin until, or amoxicillin, whatever they put me on for sore throat and broke out in hives.
Hon, it would be good to know which of those medicines
they
you are
told me
allergic to.
Well, I'm allergic to all of them.
Oh, you are,
But I didn't know until I took one of them.
Are you allergic to all of the cillins?
The illins, except for my son Dylan. That's his joke all the time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Stop
I'm
it.
Allergic to illins.
So you're not illin if it's Dylan.
But Dylan's okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. He's like,
all right.
Mom, you're not allergic to me. Might be all the other illins.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
You're
he's
not
got
allergic
his own
joke. To swilling.
That's interesting, though, like finding out, like, mid-life that, you know, I don't know, that you're colorblind or weird. Like, you just never knew. I was listening to a podcast where Henry Winkler was on it, and he's been on the show with us. We all love Henry Winkler.
Yep.
Everybody on the planet loves Henry Winkler. And they were interviewing him, and he talked like he did with us, and just like Daryl McDaniels from DMC, Run DMC, dyslexic. And I was talking with someone about dyslexia a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, and I think I brought it up on the air. And them just, I said, describe to me what you see when you see this word. And it was just out of this world. Like, I don't know how I would cope and learn how to read through what my eyes are telling me my mind is seeing.
Yeah, I know a little boy that has severe dyslexia, and he has such a, he's so smart, but he can't do any of the schoolwork because he has, so everything they communicate, you know, trying to, you know, just talk to him about everything that's on the page, and he has to go to a special school to try to figure out how to learn without books.
Jeremy Renner is that, is what about Cruz? Is he too, is Tom Cruise dyslexic? I mean, many people.
Tom Cruise would have fixed that. Scientology would have fixed that. He doesn't have any problems.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. So anyway, those are one of the many mysteries here. What do we have? A couple of things here that I put aside, through the course of the show. And we also did, I don't know if we, hold on one second here. I'm going to navigate this on the fly. We didn't really check any, we didn't check the talkbacks. Today, let's do it. Just do a quick hit. See what we got. I have not pre-heard these, so.
Wow, Greg knows everyone else's kid's age, but not his own. Yikes!
Eat me. I was right. Turns out I was right. They were thinking I was wrong, but I actually turned out to be correct. Okay, so I was not wrong. Although, I have been wrong in the past.
I just thought it was funny.
Whatever it happens.
Hey, God, my name's Greg. I got two kids. I don't know how old they are. Well, how do you think Nick Cannon feels? I'm sure he knows how old all his kids are.
That's good.
I have copped a saying from Scotty. I'm just trying to get by. Okay.
I am just trying to make it to the other side of the pool.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Is really that here? What's this one right here?
Guys, you really need to stop doing this to Greg. He doesn't even know how old his own son is. Right? Just leave him alone. He's going through a lot. He's got a lot on his plate.
See?
Okay?
Now, here's the problem, Kelly. All of those were sent in before I was vindicated. So I was right.
But you didn't know you were going to be vindicated. You were a little confused.
I get confused. If too many people tell me I'm wrong, I start to think I am, and I should stick to my guns better.
Sometimes.
Okay. I really should just stick to my guns.
Yeah.
Everything else is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Eat it, people.
There was something I was going to talk about this during the course of the show. We never got to it. If somebody apparently did a story, I think it was the site Ranker, which is kind of a fun site to look at, and they said, if you could pick a cartoon character to be the president of the United States, this is where we're at.
Oh, boy.
This is the discussion that we're having in public, is that because we have cartoon characters that are running. Both of them are cartoon characters. It's ridiculous. If you could choose any cartoon character to be president, who would you pick? The number one pick. None of you will pick. The number one thing that they ranked, nobody would get. And it's very, 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 very popular. But you just never want them. You'd never think of him as president.
Wow, I don't.
Batman.
Okay, we're gonna.
What is he gonna freaking? I don't want Batman.
No, he's a good you put him in charge of something.
This is what people
clearly
voted,
but not the president.
I'm gonna tell you what people voted.
Perry the Platypus.
Who's that?
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Okay. I'm out of the loop there.
He was always he's good.
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny would have been great because he's just classic wise ass, you know, kind of thing. But he's not even on the.
George Jetson.
I don't think he's. Bugs Bunny's number 8. George Jetson.
Too volatile.
Yeah. Who? George Jetson.
George Jetson.
Yeah, he did.
Mickey Mouse.
How about Barney?
Mighty Mouse is 20.
No,
let me
Mickey.
See Barney. I know. I got to find out. Charlie Brown is 14. Mickey Mouse is 12. Kim Possible is 11. Scooby Doo is 10. Snoopy is 9. I'm thinking maybe Snoopy.
I like Snoopy.
Would have been my favorite.
Good surfer.
Optimus Prime is 7.
Not really.
Not really. That's why I like him. He's a man of action.
You gotta talk, I think.
He fought in World War II. He fought the Red Baron.
Not according to the last debate.
Velma. Velma Dinkley. You know, Velma in the cartoon, not attractive. In the movie Scooby-Doo, played by Linda Cardellini, Velma was a smoke show.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Factoring in movie cartoons or just cartoons that have been on TV.
This just says cartoons. I didn't really go look into it here.
Who does what you just did?
Cartoon character. What?
You're a sicko.
Velma in the movie? Linda Cardellini? Unbelievable.
I like her. I like.
She's the one that danced the pole in the dirt, Grandma's Boy.
Yep.
She's gorgeous.
I'm thinking the guy from Toy Story there. The one that Hanks played. Voiced.
Woody.
Buzz Lightyear?
Woody, man.
Oh, Woody.
Woody would be a good person.
Tim Allen was Buzz, right?
Neither. Mm-hmm. Hank Hill's 18 on the list.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, number 4. Superman, Lisa Simpson, number 2.
Oh, Lisa, yeah. Lisa Simpson. I like Lisa.
It's a silly question anyway. But
yeah.
I mean, like
better
all
than
those
Homer
guys.
Or Bart.
Oh, Batman was
yeah,
number
Batman
one.
Was number one. You know, yeah, better than Bart, yeah.
So the other thing I grabbed was asking, and this is a question, Laura, you can answer this as well, obviously. It's a man question, but you can reveal
I'm
it because
half man.
Men reveal what they believe are the 4 sexiest qualities in a woman.
I'm
the 4 sexiest
man.
Woman, the first 4 sexiest qualities a woman can have. What do you think the first sexiest quality, Scotty, can have? In your opinion, there is no wrong answer here.
You said quality.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 sexiest qualities a woman can have.
Strong back.
What do you...
No.
Do you want to be dominated? Like,
no,
do you want a powerful
no,
woman
just,
to
I
overtake
just,
you? Call you names? Maybe teach you you are a bad
yes,
boy?
Do put you in your place?
You kind of... I feel right.
Yeah.
So qualities that like we.
I wasn't
like
thinking.
A smile
not physical.
Count
see,
a
I was. Those are physical.
I do.
Physical
I do bonds. Find eyes very attractive.
So are we
very
talking about
eyes.
Physical?
Well, it says quality, so they're not really a physical thing.
Right. I didn't think they were physical. I'm thinking more personal. Like you would like women that shut up. You like women that don't speak.
Everybody likes women that shut up. That's don't put it all on him. Yeah. Everybody likes a woman who shuts up. No, the number one thing. What do you think it is, quality wise, Laura? That a woman can have.
Humor.
Humor. I agree. That's definitely one of them. But confidence is the number one.
Yeah, yeah. I want to find.
Right.
I want to find.
Is the number one quality.
And I feel. I want a woman to be confident. Absolutely. But there are some women that are overconfident because I don't. Because I feel like somebody made them feel like they have to be that way. And I don't think. I don't feel you have to be that way.
Scotty doesn't like to be spoken to. And a
not,
confident woman will speak to him.
I'm kind of confident.
But see,
and I don't want to.
There's a fine line with you.
I wasn't going to say anything.
There's a fine line with you, which is nothing wrong with being confident. But at the same time, you know, it's okay for me to hold the door open for you. It is okay that if you're bringing in 5 boxes, I take a couple of them from. And I didn't say, Laura can't handle this.
But I put it on myself. That's my own fault.
But, see, there's that confidence there where I know you can get the door, but I was raised to hold the door, and I would hold the door for Greg.
But,
I would hold the door for you. But there's a fine line there with confidence, and I'm a woman. I could do it.
To be fair, that's not Laura. If you want to hold the door before she lets you and she says thank you,
yes,
and she doesn't make a big deal of it.
Laura's yeah. Like, oh, let me help you. I got it. I didn't ask for help.
You know what else is sexy, according to this article, Kelly?
Uplifting personality.
An uplifting personality? No. When they let you feel virile and masculine. So when they build you up, when they make you feel like you're a man, they talk about how much of a man you are. That's sexy.
Also, ATMs.
Yeah. Is that a sex move?
ATMs.
So. You don't know what an ATM is?
I don't. I've heard of it.
Hold on. I'm gonna write
all
it for
the
you.
Moves.
I'm gonna write it.
It's an automatic teller machine. It's an ATM.
Oh.
Oh. Greg, who am I?
You've never heard that, huh?
It's disgusting, Laura.
I knew what it was.
She knew what it was. Come on. ATM, what's that? He goes, oh, okay.
Oh.
Nick, you're disgusted by it.
He has not like that.
last night, date night? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Laura says, you're a liar.
You are a liar. Liar whore, and you know it.
When you create a situation, this is what the article says about making a guy feel virile and masculine. When you create a situation where you allow him to feel like a man by stepping fully into being a woman, it's sexy. A really attractive quality is receptivity. When a woman allows a man to provide for her and give to her, I don't necessarily mean financially, just provide, like, can I take you out for dinner? Those kind of things. It's sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, there's some things, and I want a woman with confidence. I don't want, you know, a woman that's not.
Yeah, I guess.
You can be overconfident, mm-hmm. and I don't always blame them. I blame it sometimes the atmosphere that they're surrounded with, that maybe, you know, the guys around them made them feel like they had to be that way.
Yeah. The other thing, there's four sexiest qualities a woman can have, according to, I'll tell you where the source is, actually, in a second. It says, you're sexy because you love being a woman. Celebrating your feminine side is super sexy. Laura does both, really.
So
you
do
celebrate your feminine side, but you also aren't afraid to.
Well, that's
you know what I mean. You're not afraid to.
I love wearing dresses and looking feminine.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, I also wear my dress when I'm, you know, cleaning the gutters, and I'm wearing my dress when I'm doing things around the yard.
That's weird.
I mow my lawn in a dress. I feel like, why not?
Mowing your lawn in a dress is fine. Cleaning the gutters, well, you're up on a ladder.
Do you ever feel
I wear shorts underneath.
I was brought up. You had. For you know, school clothes, and then you had around the house clothes.
Right.
So when
clothes.
I go home, I put on crappy shorts and I put on a shirt that's I don't care if I get grease on it from the lawnmower. But you're gonna go home if you had to mow the lawn today. Would you go home and wearing that nice dress and mow the lawn in it, or do you have a dress that is, you know, maybe been around for a few years and it's your secondhand dress?
I have secondhand dresses, and it just depends on if I'm in a rush. If I'm in a rush, I'll just wear this and just start mowing.
What's your sluttiest dress?
Sluttiest?
Yeah. Like, you bought a dress, and you're kind of like, that's kind of risque. I don't think you wear slutty clothes. That's not what I'm saying.
I have no idea. The amount of dresses.
So you don't have a dress that you would consider slutty? Like, I don't wear that's too slutty.
No, I wear all my dresses. Even, like, buzz ball and stuff, I have more lower cut or whatever. Yeah. But
lower cut doesn't mean slutty.
I must own like 500 dresses.
Wow.
Because the buzzball dresses.
Rival Roadkill's t-shirts.
The buzzball dresses alone are in two big Tupperwares in my basement that I take out only buzzball, and then I'll, you know, rotate. Mm-hmm. But my dresses, like, I could wear a dress probably every day of the year.
Wow.
Different one. That's why Roadkill takes pictures of me daily.
I probably have.
Okay, wait a minute. Roadkill takes pictures of her. For her webpage, okay? I don't want this.
Her OnlyFans. She doesn't really talk about it, but yeah, Laura has an OnlyFans. The last thing on the list of what makes a woman sexy is something that I don't think you allow yourself to do this.
Okay.
I also find women sexy with a vacuum cleaner.
Very, very sexy.
I'll tell you something.
Yep.
The bedroom's the hottest room, but a second one is definitely the fucking kitchen.
Vulnerability, Laura.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's not your thing.
I don't like it.
Yeah, because you're afraid you're going to appear weak. And what this is saying is that it's not weakness. Yeah. It's actually, it can be used to be sexy if you want it to be.
Yeah, I don't like to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Why? I know some women, I know women that do the damsel in distress thing. And
well, they may actually be a damsel in distress.
No.
They may actually think about for a second. They might not be acting.
Some of them I know.
She doesn't like it.
Some of them I know can stand up to the task, but they don't want to. And they'd rather appear that they can't do something. When I, on the other hand, don't ever want to appear like I can't do something.
Both of this one and the last one, you're sexy because you love being a woman, where you kind of let him take control, which is the social role thing. They're kind of almost tied together because you're showing vulnerability. You love being a woman. Oh, I love when a man does that for me because you're vulnerable. They kind of are tied together. But I think I like vulnerability a little bit sometimes, but I don't.
Because
like Valerie is a strong person, easily as strong as me.
If I ask for help, it means I really need help. I can't do something on my own. And
you don't want to ask that.
I don't like that. I do everything I can to open a jar of something that I know is really going to be hard, but I got those screw tops, I got hammers in the kitchen just so I can try to figure it out because I don't want to ask somebody else.
When I first met Amy, where she lived on the side of a mountain. One time we went out on a date, she pulled in the yard, she goes, hey, just park over here real quick, I'll be right back. And I'm like, okay. She ran down the side of the driveway and got the snowblower out and did. And I was like, wow. I like this woman.
Yeah.
Okay? This is holy crap. And shoveled and this and that. And then when I see that we're now living at a house not on the side of a hill and she's not doing it, I know she can do it. I've seen her do it.
What
sometimes
the fuck?
I go, wait a minute. What happened to that girl?
The old bait and switch.
That's what I'm saying is that I know I can handle things, and I know there are some women that can handle things, and then they just choose to not handle things.
We went to my parents' house, first time Valerie met my parents, and my sister was coming home from college. She pulled up outside the yard with all of her stuff packed in the back of the car. First thing Valerie did was went outside and grabbed chairs and started carrying them in, and my mother looks at her and goes, I like this one. That was it, because she was strong. There's a difference between receiving and taking, this article says. Women have struggled receiving because that means you have to be vulnerable. Laura doesn't like being vulnerable.
You don't.
You don't have to. It's not you. You're not comfortable doing it, so don't do it. Where did I get this? Hold on, let me see here. I haven't clicked the source. Your Tango. Oh, that's a website everybody goes to. All right, anyway. There you go. I don't know, just interesting. You know. Started with the porn movies, ended up with What Makes Women Sexy.
We always start with the porn movies.
Why not? Why not? The dying industry. We're trying to help an industry survive. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody, but we got to go. We got to go. So late. So many things to
pee.
Do. Okay? And Laura has to pee. So enjoy. Have a great day, Kelly. Roadkill. Laura.
You too, my friend.
See you tomorrow.
Stay cool.